You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Very difficult decision about a very good man, very good baseball man. I want to emphasize and recognize the tremendous contributions and success that he supplied to this organization, starting from a low point at the end of 2018 organizationally, helping us build up a great talent base. You know, this is something that you don't decide upon in a moment. You know, I think the very nature of sports, when those questions are getting posed to executives or owners, it's when there are open questions about people's jobs. It tends to happen. And it's important for, in this business, for people in these positions to have the confidence of their bosses and their leaders. Yeah, I mean, this is something that I execute as the general manager, but when you're making a decision as grave as changing the manager or the head coach, that's something that you consult with ownership on very heavily, and I did.
That's Mike Elias, Orioles GM, yesterday, prior to their latest loss to the Milwaukee Brewers, talking about how much of a role David Rubenstein in the ownership group had in the decision to remove Brandon Hyde as manager of the team. And as you heard from Mike Elias, and again, I'm not saying he's a liar, said he initiated the decision. Now, David Rubenstein, I would think, as owner of the team, could veto his initiation of said decision. So maybe David Rubenstein keeps acquiescing to Mike Elias and his baseball expertise, where David Rubenstein, like all of us, is a fan. Got a big financial stake in the team, but a fan nonetheless. So if Mike Elias initiated the decision, then he signed off on it, obviously. By the way, the Orioles are 0-4, Nolan, since Brandon Hyde was relieved of his duties. As I kept telling you, they stink, and it doesn't matter who's managing the team. I mean, they didn't get their first hit till what, the fifth inning? Then that was an infield single that was called out on the field. They didn't score till the seventh. Brandon Hyde had nothing to do with that. They're just not a good baseball team. But also heard Mike Elias make an interesting comment that I think you and I will agree with. By the way, it's Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. We're going to be ripping it with Ryan, as he'll be coming in here shortly to get into all of this. The Orioles have stunk since the All-Star break of 2024. They're going to have a losing month in May. And outside of, I believe, September, a full month of last year, they've had losing months going back to July, August, April, May. A lot of losing baseball. They're well below 500 in well over 100 games since the All-Star break. And Mike Elias did reference that. This isn't a slow start to the season, which it is. And nobody expected this just bottom out scenario. But they've been below 500 for a while now. And yes, it's been recognized. But Nolan, as you and I talked about off the air before the show started, well, you saw them sucking at the end of 23, or 24 rather. What did you really do to improve the team in the offseason? And he spent a lot of money, poorly, it's turned out to be. You were relying on Grayson Rodriguez to come back, and he did pitch in spring training. Then all of a sudden, I remember we were on the air talking about his outing. Well, Grayson went this. And then you had the latest tweet. And oh, yeah, his velo went from 98 to 92. Within what? A couple pitches. Like, oh, boy. So he was damaged goods going into the year. They signed Charlie Morton in January, which I thought, based on his, hey, whatever. Eflin's coming back, who was good for them last year. And then a lot of Sagano. We had no idea what he'd bring to the equation. There are a lot of what-ifs. O'Neill was brought in to replace Santander. We'll get to him during the AL East report because he had a home run. O'Neill's on the IL for the second time, doing nothing. All right, they've sucked for a long time. But what did Mike Elias do, Nolan, to improve the team in the offseason? Where in the end, Brandon Hyde took the fall for his roster decisions.
Right. In hindsight, nothing at all. In the moment, a volume of moves. I mean, he made moves, but obviously none of them have panned out. And even in real time, we were able to poke holes in a lot of them. You know, sure, there was like the Charlie Morton thing. We were in favor of it, assuming that he would be your fifth starter and maybe bumped later on if a Bradish or a Wells could come back healthy, that, you know, Morton would kind of be thrown by the wayside. Not that he was going to be your second starter of the season in that Toronto series and be leaned on this heavily. Sagano was a mystery. You had no idea what you were getting. Gary Sanchez, I didn't like that signing as soon as it happened. I said, why not run it back with James McCann? You know, forget what he does at the plate.
Well, they wanted to upgrade offensively. How'd that right. work out?
Well, Gary Sanchez, historically, not great with the bat. I mean, maybe slightly better than McCann, but it's not like he's a world beater. And you're sacrificing a ton of defense. Gary Sanchez is abysmal behind the plate, has been his entire career. So very puzzling moves across the board. When Elias finally decided to speak yesterday, 3 days after making the actual firing, and the first thing he says out the gate is, well, why'd you wait a couple days to do this? We're on the road now. You were at home over the weekend. Well, I just needed a few days to gather myself. It's been a busy 3 days.
Yeah, really?
What are you talking about? The players talked about it as it was happening. Tony Mancelino's thrown into the fire, said, hey, sink or swim, buddy. And you're nowhere to be found? It's just not right.
Yeah. Mike Elias has lost a lot of equity that he had built up. And I know there are a lot of people that want him gone to begin with. But this has become a dumpster fire. Now, his brilliance of building the farm system. And look, it was the number one farm system for a couple of years. So that he does deserve credit for that. But developing pitchers has been an absolute disaster. The Duquette philosophy was grow the arms by the bats. Whereas Elias seems to trap the bats and get lucky with free agent, waiver wire, scrap heap kind of guys coming in here to save the day. And that has blown up in his face significantly. So the Orioles, 0-4 now with Tony Manzalino as the skipper as they lose last night 5-2. But Mike Elias, to your point, Nolan, 4 days after the execution, if you will, of Brandon Hyde, decides to eat cake, if you get these references.
Right. And at a certain,
if it makes any sense whatsoever.
I got you. I'm following here.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously, when he sits down to talk yesterday, he knows what's coming. He's in a lose-lose situation. There's nothing he could have possibly said yesterday that would have satisfied the fan base. Nothing. So he's just got to sit there and eat it. Would have liked to have seen him take it a little bit better than he did, not throw out that lame, you know, I need a couple days excuse. Just sit there and take it. Take your beating. And look, he did own up. He did say, look, I didn't do enough in the pitching department. But again, we've been talking a lot about, well, the injuries and this, and we didn't anticipate this happening. We didn't anticipate our core position players slumping this bad. Nobody wants to hear it. We don't want to hear it anymore. It's about action. Go do it.
Like the old Def Leppard song, action, not words. Ryan Ripken, we're ripping it with Ryan. Ryan, first of all, how you doing there, big guy?
Oh, you're doing great on this beautiful, beautiful day. Yeah, the O's can't get a win, you know?
Did you hear Hyder before the game? Not Hyder, excuse me. Hyder, who's now been eliminated from our imaging on BBT. Boy, how quickly.
Well, you know what? So I on BBT with Tim Barbalace on Friday, Tim looked over. He goes, you know, I guess this is the interim manager's report, and we got to find some new sound. Yeah. But were you asking about Mike Elias?
I'm clueless about our guys. Anyway, but yes, Elias, we were just talking about he needed some days. Why he didn't meet in the immediate where the players had to. Manzolino, his first game as a manager, they're down 4-0 before you can blink. And then Elias decides to go to
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Milwaukee, in a small assembled media scrum, said he needed a couple of days. I mean, can you feel his pain? Or is this something that should have been addressed almost immediately? He should have been the first guy talking, not like press release stuff.
So I appreciate that it is an emotional decision. Even though people want to say for Elias of, oh, he doesn't care, he did care about this. This was not an easy decision, and there was a lot of frustration. And Brandon Hyde is someone that you brought in and has been with you since you then arrived. He was your first main major hire when you came to Baltimore. Now, having said that, I was disappointed that he wasn't out there on the first day you make the move. Why? For the reason that you just said. Because Tony Manzolino, his first time talking to the media was after a game that they lost, not before the game. It would have helped, I think, soften the blow for the players in the organization. And that's what you have to do. You know, and I know I'm glad he talked about it now, but even a quick thing, if it was, I don't even care if there was a ton of media members out there, if it was a quick video or a quick session of a statement, We made this move. This is a hard time. I will process this, and we will talk about it in a few days. Something visually seeing him, I think, would have been the right move there. That's a lot to ask of guys that were more, I wouldn't say shell-shocked, Bob. They were not shell-shocked by the decision, but they were put in a position that was already an uncomfortable one from the get-go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.